I'm going to go to page 3 of May 9th. I want to start top of the page at measure 27 in my eye. Because we go from a major chord downbeat of 31 on the word tier to when the baritones enter back into a minor chord on the word but. And right now it's a little muddy and sort of in betweensies on both of those chords. So, here is In My Eye Lesson. Major chord. And then minor. And it's all because of you, baritones. You sing here on tier. And then but. So no pressure. But it's all you, okay? So here we are, and in my eye. One, two, and in, and sing. Now next chord. Yeah, good. Sing the first tier, downbeat of 31 again, go. And now but. And one. Excellent. Can I hear bass and baritone? Same spot. In my eye. Two, ready, and go. Got to get rid of the R's and tears all over the place. Just sing T, T, T. You can just do a cut off at the end, and that'll give us our word. All parts. One and two and all and sing. Very good. Now, we've been saying all over the place that unless the audience understands this song, and I mean understand in like the most literal way, they need to understand our words, diction, lyrics. It's weird poetry, not something that's normally barbershop. If they don't understand the words, they don't understand the song, and then when we get to the end, they're like, what was that? Okay? All right? So we must really, I don't want to overemphasize and overdo it to the point that it sounds like we've got weird diction issues. Okay? But we must be able to understand in my eye. Right now, it's hard to understand those three words. Can we start it again? Blue Art Tunnel Center. In my eye. In my eye. Sing. That's a bad vowel and not in tune. Two, again, and sing. In my eye. You've got to put an extra little syllable in there. Again, two, again, and go. Can't start so loudly on the end. In my eye is but one, two. again. I hear a hard glottal attack. We've talked about this, the two ways that we can start sound. One is where our muscles, the vocal cords, are together, and then we start the vibration and the airflow, and we get this. In. Or we have air passing through first, so that it's a softer, more gentle onset of sound. In this particular instance, we need the nice, soft, gentle one. So a little air moving before we start the phonation. One, two, again, and sing. In my heart. Yeah, nothing bloomed, though. I was directing like this, and your pitch was just kind of like, okay, get rid of the bicycle pump sound. In my bloom, like the flowering meadows here that we're singing about. One, two, again, and in. Okay, we're not in the same key that we started. It's close, but it's just a little bit under. It's all not quite a half step, it's just somewhere in the middle. What can we do to keep that fresh all the way through? You got to be thinking about the air, the breath spin. Just like I said, Okay, one, two, again, and go. We were almost there. I think actually we stayed pretty much in tune through two. Now, can't talk tonight. Leads, as we're holding that post at the very end, it kind of started to just a little bit. So we got to keep that nice and up here. And feel, like I said, kind of hike up your tidy whities as you sing that one vocal lead. Okay? Then when we sing the where, though, coming up in the next measure, got to get rid of the R. Where. Good. I like what was happening on in my eye. We didn't have so much of the tire pumping sound, which is great. In my eye. One, two, again, and sing. Good. Now, baritones, we can't have quite as much volume on the where. It's actually the basses that have the melody in this measure. And then the leads take it over on smile. Because the real melody line is, where, oh, vision, whose smile streams like the rosy dawn. That's the real melody line to the song. So let's sing, where, oh, vision. One, two, again, and go.
Where, oh, vision, whose smile streams like the rosy dawn.
Sing, dawn, dawn. Also, can you feel this in almost like two instead of four? I feel like we're going, where, oh, vision, whose smile. Across the horizon. Be a little Caspery and float like a ghost. Sting like a bee. Okay, where are vision? One, two, ready, and go.
Where are vision, the smile.
Okay. So some of us were a little trying to do the first one again. Start at the in my eye, second time. This one doesn't kind of fall back. The first one goes, in my eyes, but one tear, but one tear. This one is, in my eyes, but one tear, it burns me. Okay, so this one keeps going. In. I liked how you started it, though. Thank you. One, two, ready, and sing. Right there. So we're all of our movements, we must listen to the bass and tune to them. So I'm going to do as I did before. Can we start at it burns me? Okay, with just the bass and the baritones. It burns. One, two, and three. Listen to that fourth. That is what is called a perfect interval, both the fourth and the fifth, because they are very consonant or stable. Okay, here's the fourth. It just sits there, and the same with the fifth. Sorry, that would be a fifth. Do I try to talk? There's the beat of the fifth. Okay, they're just very constant. They just sit there. They're like a good foundation and framework. However, if we're slightly out of tune, we don't get that same sort of feeling. And that's hard because we're going from a third to just a half-step movement here in the baritones. I mean, the basses are doing a skip. So, we'll be careful with that. Sing it buns. One, two, again. You know, some of that is we're not matching vowel. Buns me. Or bass. Burns me. Now listen to match the vowel this time. One, two, again. That's better. Can I hear just the leads of burns? One, two, and leads.
Down there.
It sorry, wrong pitch. Wrong part. It burns me. Set up me. That won't work. It'll be flat every time. Me. You gotta pull it up like this, okay? Three parts. So you have the bass and the leads, the baritones. One, two, and go. Okay, that's a Bugs Bunny moment on the piano, right? No, play this one, Wabbit! Okay, it's not that. Kind of funky, right? Kind of funky. Try it all parts. One and two, all go. Yeah, sing me again. The leads go. Nope, here. Now leads sing it. Ready, it burns, and go. Higher on that last note. It burns me. One, two, again. So you are a unison with the basses on the first half of me. So it sounds like this. Can I hear bass and leads? One and two and go. Add in baritones. One, two and go. Tenors, add, all, and go. know this as a good barbershop seven chord, and it's not ringing as one at the moment. Listen to me. Sing me and go.
Me.
Me. Again and go.
Me.
There's a barbershop seven. Do it again. And me.
Me.
Good. Now do the first me to the second me. So we have this. So bass, baritone, lead, tenor, me, E. Ready and sing.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Do that again. Me, E, and sing. Now, can we find it by starting at It Burns? One and two and sing.
It burns me.
Next chord.
Burns.
Yeah, let's get here, brother. Right away, it's yeah, yeah, I know. It was kind of scoopy. Good! The me worked. It actually sounded like we knew what our chords were. That was awesome. Good. Okay, go back to In My Eye and do it now. In My Eye. This is the second In My Eye. Two.
Again and sing.
In My Eye is but one tear. It burns me.
Until pawn, and pawn, that has always been a hard, tricky spot for us because it's a chord that obviously works in barbershop, but it's not one that we do very often, and our ears are not ready for it. We're just not quite getting there. So listen to, when I get to the right spot. It's actually just a barbershop seven chord, but the voicing is very different. Because we have that pitch up there in the tenors where it's not usually there. That's usually down in the bass. Okay? So, burns. And then here, it does what we think it should. Okay? It's the exact same pitches. We just go from one to the other. Okay, so can I hear basses at 45 burns me upon two? Ready and sing.
Burns me upon.
You gotta get
right here.
Upon burns me upon. With the leads, burns me two. Ready and sing. Good, same part again. So we start in an octave. That's a good thing to know. Two, again, and sing. Excellent, add the tenors. Two, ready and sing. Good, now, the part that messes everything up, baritones. Just because your chords are in direct, like, with a lot of others. Burns me, two, baritones, go. Can I hear baritones and bass? One, two, and burns and sing. Two, three, four, one. Good. Remember we were talking about perfect intervals? Fifth, fourth. And a fourth is really just an inversion of a fifth. It's almost the same interval, it's just that we flip-flop the ratio, which you guys don't care about. Okay. Nerding out about theory. But we have got to be so perfect and precise about our tuning, bass baritone. Again, one, two, same spot, and go. Leads two, ready and go. You listen to that and sing pa again, go almost. It kind of wavers a little bit. It's got to stay there and be really truthful. There, sing pa again, go. No, I did that backwards, sorry. Pa, pa, and then you're there. Sing pa and go. All parts. All and go. Let's do it again. Buns. Again and go. Those are not in tune. Same chord, we just shuffle which part we sing. Sing ba-ans again ago. Get her to love. Ba-ans, ba-ans again. One, two, ready and sing. Barbershop chord. Basses get a little higher. Sing me and go. Let's do that one at a time. Bass. And then the baritones. Lead. Higher. And then the seventh. Sing.
Me.
There it is. Now I've got to get the buttons. Me. I've got to get to the right pitches. Ready and sing.
Me.
There it is. Again and go. Pitch on the M. My. We did really nice up into that. Okay, one more time. Burns. Two. Again and sing. Let's look at that chord. When I find which measure I'm in, here it is. 50. Ready and loo. A little higher bass. Again and sing. Listen. Happy major chord. Again, ready and sing. That's the lead. Yep, so we go from lead and bass. pace at 50. Ready and sing. We've been talking tonight, fifth, fourth, very constant intervals, but have to be tuned perfectly toward 50. Ready and go.